David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 223. Pardon my French. I'm writing this on the way back from Broadstairs Folk Festival, and I am pleased to report that I did not sleep with the Morris dancer. This is a reference to yesterday's dollop, incidentally, just in case you didn't read yesterday's dollop or listen to it, and then just thought that I was admitting to some weird compulsion to have sex with Morris men. Broadstairs Festival was fun. We had some deaf children in our gig, and a woman doing signing for them. Goodness knows how the signer fared during our French shanty, which we sing very fast and in very badly pronounced French. I also did a yodeling solo, just to confuse the signer and the children even more. Personally, I believe that one of the few privileges of being blind is being able to take the piss out of the deaf. It's a form of therapy, a cathartic release, if you will. You know, come on, it's not like they can hear me, is it? Tomorrow, Ben's French girlfriend's mother is coming to stay for a few days. When I say Ben's French girlfriend, I mean Ben's only girlfriend, who just so happens to be French. I thought that I'd better clarify this, just in case Elsa is reading. She's probably already annoyed at Ben after yesterday's scaffolding ladder revelations, without adding insult to injury by making her think that Ben has a number of girlfriends of different nationalities, and that Elsa is merely the French one. The reason I bring up the fact that Elsa is French is because it is relevant to what I'm about to say. Elsa's mother is also French, and this is only to be expected, really, given that she's Elsa's mother. The original plan was for Elsa to take 2 days off work to spend some time with her mum, but she was unable to get the time off, so during the day it's going to be me, Ben, and Elsa's mother in the house. Elsa's mother doesn't really speak much English, apparently, so it's going to be an interesting couple of days, given that Ben's French is terrible, and my French is simply limited to what I learnt at school. And I'm not sure how interesting Elsa's mother is going to be to learn about how I have two brothers, or that I have a bed, a wardrobe, and a desk in my bedroom. I'm not sure how long I can eke out a conversation about whether she has animals or what food she likes, especially given that if she goes into detail, then I'll be hopelessly lost. I might have to lie to her in order to keep the conversation going. I can pretend that I have lots of different animals, which I can then list in order to kill quite a lot of time. Cat, dog, goldfish, normal fish, cow, horse, sheep, pig. Can do all of them. And if I give them names as well, that'll take even longer. J'ai une vache qui s'appelle Sebastian. I have a cow called Sebastian. J'ai un poulet qui s'appelle Stanley. I have a chicken called Stanley. See, I could keep doing this. If I really want to milk it, j'ai six cheval. Ah, six horses. Qui s'appelle Roger, Roy, Alex, Sarah, Jessica, et Cedric. Yes. Other possible conversational gambits? I can tell her that I like to play football and that I am a frequent swimmer. This isn't true, but at least it'll give me something to say. They say that you should never ask a lady her age, but then these people weren't trying to desperately eke out a conversation with their housemate's girlfriend's French mother, with nothing but their secondary school French to help them. I can ask her how old she is, when her birthday is, and whether she'd like to go with me to la discothèque. I hope she answers non to this question, but knowing my luck, I'll end up going on a date with a woman in her 60s to a disco while Ben stays at home laughing at my stupidity. You might think that since Ben has a French girlfriend, surely his French is a lot better than mine, but no. If anything, it's even worse. The only time Elsa seems to speak French to Ben is when they're having an argument. When her irritation escalates, her voice will grow louder, and then she'll suddenly start speaking in French. Sadly, I have no idea what she's saying to him, because it generally has nothing to do with wardrobes or discotheques, and I don't know the French for ladder or scaffolding. Anyway, wish me bon chance. That means good luck, by the way. You see, I know a thing or two. A thing or deux. And it's not like my French is terrible. That's French for terrible, by the way. You see, maybe I will be fine after all. Au revoir, that means goodbye. Yeah, I'll be absolutely fine. This French lark is a promenade dans le parc.